everyone. This is Nudge, and this is my new playthrough. I decided that Adventure to Fate Battle Arena is a little too hard for me to do, so instead I'm gonna do this, which is well, a little different. Way too different, actually. You don't even know what it is. Well, actually you do, because you checked the title. But whatever. So, this is Nyanchan Sigoroku DX from Nyanchan Games, only in Japanese. Unless, well, I'm gonna talk about that later. But it's a board game. I don't know if it's only done in Japan or what, but it's full of Japanese things, so yeah. So first, I'm gonna get started by telling you how to go about translating all the text. So when you install the game from the link that I'll hopefully put up to Dropbox, probably. I will, well, once you do that, it's just a setup, and it extracts all the things into a folder in your Nyanchan Games folder, if you don't have one already. Just like any other Nyanchan game. And when you play it first, there may be a bunch of text, and you may hear a bunch of clicks and beeps. Just press enter a bunch until you don't hear them. It may ask you for a password first, or a UAC thing will pop up, and then it'll update itself and run itself. Once you hear the intro, you may hear even more text, but when you hear this music, you're in the main menu. And let me just tell you, I love this music. Like, not just this, but everything, and it's all MIDIs, so yay. Now, after you've done that, all you gotta do, let me double check here real quick.
Speech on. Starting the end of the gate. Disabled.
Okay, so you press. You press down 3 times, press enter. You press 4 times down and then press enter. And then you hear that. And then you press down 3 times. And then it should speak in Japanese if you have a Japanese synthesizer. Like I do. Now, if you don't, or if you just want to translate the game like I will, you can get Ian Reed's JGT add-on, which is translated, an acronym for Japanese Game Translator, which will, you know, send text that comes out automatically from NVDA to the server, and it's fast as well. So, yay. Once you've installed it, you have to log in with your Blind Gamers account, which you can create on the website. If anyone is interested in making the game, and I'm just not doing this solo, you can give me a comment, and I'll give you a link to the website for the add-on, and a Dropbox link to the game. So, let's get out of this menu. And I'm gonna start doing translation. So once you got that set up, you have to press NVDA Control Shift Y, and then it'll enable auto translate last spoken. So let's go through this menu. First option.
Start a new game.
Yeah, that's a new game. Next.
Starting from board, reach the save data and continue the game from there.
That's load.
Other features, you will access other features, but next check, such as a new mode and what one in the game will be included.
So these are other features, like update check and modes that you've unlocked, as well as the sound test. but you can only do that if you played everything.
References, it will set in the game.
Yeah, that's the settings.
I unlock the game, I close the game.
And of course, it's that. So, I'm not going to discuss the load and new, because I'm only going to do new after I'm done everything else.
Other features, you
can access other features. Here.
Other functions, menu. Update check, we will examine the updatable updates. Please connect to the in. Update check, we will examine the updatable updates. Please connect to the internet in advance.
I'm going to see what happens if you press enter on this.
There was no update available updates.
Okay.
Starting other feature references, it will set other feature other function updates. Greet me display, open the game's instructions.
Oh, so you can do that too.
Return.
And return means back.
Greet the extra mode.
And extra modes, I'm not going to talk about those. If you press page up or down in here, it does nothing. You have to press home or end to go through the end of the menu in the beginning. Maybe you can press escape too, I don't know. And, of course, let's go through the settings. Because I've customized my own to my liking.
Environmental setting. PDM. Auto-save setting.
Auto-save. So when your game's in progress, it will either...
Auto-save screen display.
Let's see.
The display. The display auto-save.
It will auto-save, like, in a slot, probably. That's a good idea, actually.
The display at the closing end.
So it's only gonna ask you when you are exiting the game. Or maybe after a year, I don't know.
Show monthly at the end.
I think it asks you if you wanna save every single year or month, I don't know about that.
Show in half a year at the end.
I'm gonna
display
at the closing end. I don't know what that does, but I hope that's what I had it set to before. And of course, you can change the BGM volume.
Please adjust the volume up and down keys. Please press the enter when you decide to.
That's the lowest I can go. Not this high. I'm gonna put it up to here.
Environmental setting. BGM up volume.
Okay.
Setting for message beep.
Message beep.
Do you sound the message beep?
Now, if you select yes, it will give you a bunch of clicks as the messages are displayed. I'm gonna say no, because that's what I had it on.
Environmental setting.
And it makes that noise when you set something.
BGM up setting. Setting for beep when you go route. Setting for message beep. Setting for beep when you go route.
I don't know what that does.
It will be determined for speed of the beep when the advance route.
Oh, okay, I think the way that works is when you're moving from space to space.
Usually. Slowly. Usually. Fast. Turbo. Fast. Usually.
I'm gonna go for usual.
Combined.
Cause I like it that way, and if you really need to, you can press enter once you're moving to go into turbo mode.
Setting for beep when you go to output destination of the sound.
That is the screen leader.
Changing the output.
Don't mess with that, because it'll screw you over.
VCT cursor. VC clipboard output. I will send the audio to the clipboard. VCT cursor. We do write reading corresponding to VC Talker. In VC Talker BDMW system, it will improve the response. The children's judgment starts to automatically determine the screen reader if you can make the appropriate audio output.
That's weird, but yeah.
NVDA output. I will do the reading corresponding to the NVDA. Sapify, read aloud using the Sapify Japanese speech synthesis engine. Japanese speech synthesis engine which corresponds to Sapify on the computer must be installed.
Yeah, it's gotta be Japanese. It won't work without.
NVDA out. NVDA setting set output. May I send message automatic in action?
Okay, I'm gonna talk about that. I'm just gonna say, that of course you can have, computer opponents in this game, and once you do, the way it scrolls through messages, when it presses enter automatically,
one, two, three, four, initiative.
Or initiative. Initiative means you have to press enter to scroll through the messages, and that's how I like it, because I don't want it to skip.
Environmental setting, reading setting set out, may I send this method? Startup updates on confirmation.
That's like checking for updates. Of course.
When you start the game, if there is an update available, updates, you can check it. You do not have to check. Startup check at the time. environmental setting.
Just be used to grammar errors. They're always there. And of course, return.
Menu.
Okay, so we're done configuring the game. Now, let's start the game, actually. Like, actually start the game and see what's gonna happen inside.
Start when you start. Before you start the game, please do the various settings of the game.
Okay. I'm going to talk about different play modes later, once we've done our first playthrough. When you've understood the concept of the game.
Selection of play mode.
I'm going to go for...
Stamp rally mode, normal mode.
Now, normal mode.
Selection of the play lights.
Okay. So... You can... Select how many years, how much time will the game take until it's completely over. You can always reload a save if you need to.
99 years.
It goes up to 99.
90 years. 80 years. 70 years. 60 years. 50 years. 40 years. 30 years. 25 years. 20 years. 15 years. 10 years. 7 years. 5 years.
I'm going to go for 5 years. I usually go for 7 or 10, but I'm just going to go for 5.
Please select the number of players. You can... It should be noted, cannot be changed later.
Yeah, of course. You can select the number of players here. I'm going to go for 4, because it's fun. Getting back to the years, though, you can select... If you really need the game on to go on for longer, you can actually set more years in the options menu if you need to.
The selection of player of persons.
You can have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8.
I'm gonna go for 4 people.
Please
set the name of the 4 players. By pressing the tab key, you can name input to toggle time. Selected player 1.
They're all named player 1, player 2, player 3, player 4.
Selected player. Player 2 name, player 3 name, player 4 name input editor of player 4. SQCR check.
I'm just gonna press this button here. I don't care about my names.
Press.
And then you press tab again.
Please set in this screen, change of player and down keys. You can change the left and right in the behavior pattern.
Okay. So what that means
player one setting, operate on their own.
Operate on their own means you are controlling it.
Player two setting, operate on
I'm gonna put all of them to
CRM control.
Com control, which is computer.
Please select player 2 character. This character will mainly appear as personality when using the card.
Okay, I'm gonna select all of them spirit trees, because, why not? These are like difficulties for the computer opponents, basically. It just matters on how, which cards they use and when they use them. I'm gonna talk about cards when we get them.
Player 2 character, spirit tree, just a normal haunted tree. Please select player 4 spirit tree, just a normal haunted tree.
You gotta press up. Once to get to spirit tree. Okay.
Next destination. Shizuoka Prefecture. The prize money and 23,170,000.
Okay, before I start, let's just tell you what just happened. So, we're now at the start of a game. First year, of course. And, what you heard there was the destination being spun. There are a lot of different places on the board. There's 481 spaces on the board, and you can move between any of them using the dice or different cards. And at the start of the game, no one has cards, so you gotta get them. And the way you get cards is, there's a lot of different ways. But the destination is always there. Every time you start a game, or when someone reaches the destination, a new one is being spun. And you can move there and get that money and do some other stuff. I really like this music though. Okay.
Shizuoka Prefecture. The prize money and 23,170,000.
There's no smaller denomination of yen than 10,000. So if you get rid of those 4 zeros, you get 2317.
Player 1 off the turn.
Okay, so let's discuss this menu.
Select action.
There is...
Cut. Shake the dice.
Shake the dice, which I'm going to talk about when I do my first move.
Cut.
Card, which you don't have any.
Select action. I do not have a card.
Of course.
Cut. Field view.
You can view the spaces on the board.
Information of the player. Information menu.
On here, there is...
Destination, Shizuoka Prefecture, prize money 2,317 yen, the conventional method of each player, 1 year January 4. Destination, Shizuoka, 1 year January 4.
I don't know what that means, but...
Destination, fragments of possession, gold and star of each player.
Okay, so how much money and how many, star fragments they've got?
Player 1, 10 million yen star fragments and 3 versus King Devil mechanics, do not have.
King Devil mechanics... Yeah, I don't know why it says 3 on every single one of them. Sometimes numbers are being misinterpreted. So, no one has star fragments yet.
Player 2, 10 million, player 3, player 4, 10 million yen. Position information of each player.
I have 10 million yen.
Player 1, 0 distance from the destination Shizuoka Prefecture, 221, 221.
So, the space that we need to move to is 221.
Select.
And you press enter to go back.
Card, field information of the player. Property information.
I'm not gonna go in there, but there are properties in the board that you can buy, and when they land on them, yeah, they have to pay, and you can get that revenue and crap.
Recent log.
That just displays the history of the messages that was sent.
Option.
And of course, the options menu.
Options menu. CRM. Change the current player name.
Yeah, you can change the names.
CRM setting operation character.
You can change if they're computer players or not.
CRM character changes.
You can change which character they are.
Save. Changing the play lights.
And you can save.
Save.
The game right now. There's only 5 slots in the game though.
Changing the play lights.
And you can change the years.
Environmental setting.
And your settings.
Game over.
And quit.
Return.
And go back.
Select.
And I like that noise as well. Okay, so let's make my first move. All you gotta do is press the shake the dice button. And when you do, this will happen. This is gonna keep going on, and when you feel like it, you just press enter again and it will...
Two came out. Move mode.
Two came out. Now you can explore the field and see where you want to go. You can go forwards or backwards. We're all at zero, so we can just move down or south. And if you want to go to the next nearest space where you can go, you can press shift up or down depending on which one you want to go in. If I press shift up now, you can't because you're at zero. And of course, I don't know how it works. I don't know how control up or down works.
10 million shot.
Oh, okay. That's the noise it makes when you go through spaces. If you press space, it will allow you to select how many spaces to move with the control up or down arrows.
20, 50, 100, 10, 20, 50, 100, 10.
I never use them though. Just press shift down.
To subsidiary price and 900,000 capital increase level 1 without owner.
Okay, so the first thing that we can land on is a property.
The Ketamorph subsidiary is listing is 900,000 yen.
So this property, you can buy it for 900,000 yen. And it's gonna ask you...
Are you sure you want to buy this property? Purchase. Quit.
Purchase or quit. Quit just means do nothing.
Purchase.
So I'm gonna buy it because, you know... It doesn't hurt to have properties. Now the other players will take their actions and we'll see where they go.
Player 2 off the turn. Select shake the dice. 3 came out. Okay, subsidiary, player 3 off the turn.
That was an empty space.
Select shake the dice. 3 came out.
I mean, he moved the same square.
Shake the dice.
And player 4.
1 came out. Move to the south, okay. This is the north side of the Kato.
So that is a something that can be a destination. I'm gonna call them prefectures, because that's what they were before. There are a lot of things that can happen when you land on any of these, and if any of them are the destination, you get the money and, other stuff. So, let's see what happens when you... Oh, nothing. Okay. So, I'm gonna continue moving. Just a note here, the, prefectures are not randomized, they're just there, and all the other things are. So you don't always know what the board contains, only when you start the game. This is empty space, I'm just gonna move to it.
Money plus, player two on the turn.
There's money plus squares, money minus squares, and a bunch of other squares, which we're gonna talk about once they get there.
Selection to pass. Three came out. Move to the south, run, money, turn, player three on the turn.
I don't know what that is, maybe it was a building. I don't know.
Selection to pass. Four came out. Move to the south, run, money, turn, money minus. Three came out. We lost 780,000 yen.
Okay, the way that works is... either money plus or money minus, if you land on any of them, you gotta shake the dice, and depending on which year you're on, and the dice that you've rolled, there's a certain random chance of how much you're gonna get, and it lost 780,000.
Player 4 off the turn. Selection the dice. Came out. Move to the south subsidiary. Run money plus. That came out. 1,980,000 yen. It won.
He just landed on a money plus, and he got some money.
Player one on the turn.
Okay. This music signifies that is summer now. Sections of the years, like spring, summer, autumn, and winter, they all have at least two themes, and this is one of them. So, let's move.
Okay, out. Move both.
Now, you can go back. So I can move to a building, but it's way too hard to buy, so it's just gonna be nothing.
Player two on the turn. The king of south. Chocolate. Check the dice. Six came out. Move to the south. Money minus. Card. Melon. The king. Chocolate. Player three on the turn.
And he's at the same space.
Six. Check the dice. One came out. Move to the south. Player four on the turn.
And that was nothing.
Six. Check the dice. That came out. Move to the south. Money minus. Card. Melon. Player one on the turn.
And that was a building that he couldn't buy.
Select action.
Okay. Move again.
Came out. Move both. 17 Latin Center Plus Yen, 560 million capital increase level 1
without
turn.
Whoa. That's way too much. It's way too much yen.
Selection to pass. That came out. Move to the south. Drop. That copy. Latin player 3 off the turn. Selection to pass. One came out. Move to the south. Card. Welcome to the card room. You choose a favorite card.
Okay. So, he landed on the card room, which allows him to pick from a cell of five, a grid of five, to five cards. He can only pick one of them, and he doesn't know what they are. He just picks one, and he's gonna find out what he picked. Like this.
Please choose a card. Pull the card with the send bomb card.
Send a bomb card. Okay, I'm only going to talk about different types of cards when I actually get one. Because if the other person's got something, then, well, you know.
Player 4 off the turn.
And then the music resumes like that.
See, check the dice. Two came out. Move to the south. Okay, chocolate player one off the turn. Select up.
Any player can only have 10 cards in their hand at a time. Just warning.
Two 2 came out. Move mode. 19 Street Russian 70 million capital increase level 1 without owner.
Yeah, that's another proper.
Stuff player 2 on the turn. Select check device. Hard came out. Move to the south. Stuff key with. Hard player more in prefecture. Blue Casino. Welcome to the Blue Casino.
Okay. This is another special place. There are three types of casinos. There's the blue casino, there's the yellow casino, and there's the red one. The blue will allow you to play with the number puzzle, where it's kind of like the bombs in Death on the Road, where you swap numbers and you pay 1 million times the year, so he's gonna pay 1 million, and he's always gonna play. And there's a 25 second time limit, and you gotta, you know, complete the puzzle in that time limit. So he's probably gonna get a lot of money.
Here, play with puzzle setting and 100. Watch your money, play the game. So ready, sounds good. We will start the game.
And he can actually do it. These AI things are very advanced. Listen to how he's gonna do the puzzle like this.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
6, 3, 8, 9, 2, 6, 3, 8, 9, 6, 4, 6, 8, 8, 6, 8, 9, 7, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 9.
Yay.
Congratulations, 3,380,000 yen is won the prize.
So, he, doubled, no, he tripled his money. We're still in winter. I'm gonna move to, autumn in a bit. That was an empty space, or something that he couldn't die. And this is autumn. This is my favorite theme of the game. I don't know why, but I just like this one. Especially the recorder. Okay, let's move.
1 came out, move mode. 20 farmer price yen, 3,600,000 capital increase level 1 without owner.
I can buy it.
This listing is 3,600,000 yen. Player 2 off the turn. Select check the dice. 1 came out, move to the south. Player 3 off the turn. Select check the dice. 5 came out, move to the south. Copy patting stuff, keep farmer. Here is the farmer that's on player 1 ownership. Because you have to pass through here, you must not have to pay 180,000 yen.
Yay.
Player 4 off the turn.
Paid 180,000 yen.
Select check the dice.
Cool.
6 came out. Move to the south. Copy patting stuff, keep farm. Airborne. Here is Airborne Prefecture. Player 1 off the turn.
Okay.
Select. 4 came out. Move mode. 20 player. 24 yellow casino.
Oh, I'm gonna land on a yellow casino.
Airborne blue casino. Yellow casino. Here's a yellow casino.
Okay. So yellow casino is a different kind of casino where you play the card Minesweeper game. You have 10 spaces, 2 rows, 5 columns, and the betting is the same. So once you bet, you are placed in a grid with 2 rows and 5 columns, and you gotta pick spaces by pressing the space bar. And if you pick one that has a card, you win that card. If you pick one that has mine, you lose the game and you get those cards. I only had 4 cards. Like, I had that to happen, like, 3 times. I don't know what's gonna happen next. But, you know. So there are 5 mines, 5 cards.
Here, at the end 100, and no one seems to play with Minesweeper card. What should I do? Play the game. Play it from listening to the description. Leave the casino. Play the game. Now, I've not stopped the game.
Okay, so you gotta move through. Left, right, left, down, up, down, up. I'm gonna pick this, and it will...
It's one very big pickup.
Okay, that is a useful card to have. Next spot. And that was enough. And I like the game over music. Yay.
The unfortunate. No one is a client count was one photo. Player two on the turn.
Okay. Why it says one photos is because Japanese have counters after the numbers, and sometimes they're misinterpreted as photos. Well, they're thin sheets, I guess. So the beep 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 card, I think that's what it's called, is gonna summon this thing that will allow you to spin a wheel and get another card. A rare card. Now, this can be accessed randomly, like it'll just appear randomly in a certain space.
One came out. Loop to the sound. Everyone here is able in prefecture. Player four off the turn. Select check the dice. Two came out. Loop to the sound. Blue casino. Player one off the turn. Select action.
Okay, now I can see the card menu.
Card. Card lift.
So there's 10 cards. I have nothing in them. Except for the first
beep,
one,
beep,
which is the beep beep pick card. Which is the beep 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 card. Let me disable auto-translate just to hear it.
Pipipicado.
Yeah, pipipicado.
Enable photo.
Now, if you press space on this, you can hear...
The rest of the creatures of the mystery hat is handing out cards.
Yep. It will warp you to a pipipip. And I'm actually going to do a Japanese special episode of this too, just so you can hear the actions in Japanese.
Card, check the dice.
Okay, let's move.
One came out, move both. Player 2, 25 battle option, price 15 million yen, battle, player 2.
I can't buy it.
Six, check the dice.
Oops.
3 came out, move to the south. CD, random warp, player 3 off the turn.
Aw, he missed the random warp.
Six, check the dice.
Actually, I should have been lucky for that, because... Oh! Now, I'm gonna check where he is in relation to the destination, though. Because he's pretty close, I think. Oh. Okay. Let's see how far you'd go. Oh, you got two cards. Sorry, I just like that music.
The unfortunate. No, now is a client count was two photo. Player one off the turn.
And this is a winner, of course. Okay, let's see how player 3 is doing.
Player 4, player 3, 281 distance from the destination Shizuoka Prefecture 22160.
Oh, he's gotta go 60 spaces north. Okay. Let's hope I'm gonna hit that warp sooner or later.
4 came out, move mode.
I don't know if I'm gonna 20, be player 1, past it or not, but you know.
29 money plus.
Oh,
CD
money plus.
Warp, money plus.
Yep, I just passed it.
Came out. 990,000 yen, it won.
Oh, that's not fair. Every time I get a money plus before someone else does, and I roll the same number or higher, I get less money.
Player 2 off the turn.
Anyway.
1 came out. Move to the south, money plus.
Oh.
6 came out. 780,000 yen, it won.
Whoa! That was, weird. Unexpected.
Player 3 off the turn. Selection the dice. 6 came out. 200. Draft proceeding north. Aramakiman.
Okay, I don't really understand the Baramakiman very well, but I know. Wait, what the? Let me pause that real quick. Okay, now that we've gotten that taken care of. You may have noticed that the music faded out and in once I came out here, which is cool. So, what I do know is that there's a certain space on this thing, which is labeled card storage, and you can actually get cards, like free cards, from there and store the ones that you don't need. which I never store things, I just get things. So, now, when you just go through these messages, it's gonna put one of those cards in here, and it's gonna sprinkle a lot of them on the board. I have no idea why it says Sue a lot. But it does. Why didn't it fade out? That's weird.
We came out. 690,000, the edit one.
Yay.
Player one on the turn. Select up.
Okay.
One came out. Movement 30, Power Machiman.
Oh.
Power Machiman.
It's gonna reload. Power Machiman. Oh, it didn't even restart. It just faded out and faded back in.
Also, it's there on something.
Okay, now it's back.
That
was a weird glitch.
Welcome, here there a comp shop. If you have purchased the card, not please go to my field redo.
Okay, well, this is the card shop. There's a lot of them over here, just like the card rooms. They're just on different spaces. And, they sell random cards. There's 10 of them. They sell 10 random cards for different prices, and you can sell your own.
Select the comp you want to buy. Destination comp shop. Select. Super Mario comp yen 23 million.
I don't know what he's buying.
Comp yen 1 million. Select. Select. Sell the comp player 3 on the turn.
But he bought the fix.
Select the knife. 6 came out. Move to the north. Can money trap. All in all, it goes to 6 trap south.
There are, things. There are spaces that will take you north or south. They'll roll the dice and take you either north or south. I mean, there are spaces that takes you to the north, and there are spaces that takes you to the south. So the south, it just rolls the dice.
Four came out. Move to the south. Midway cut. Mansion is listing is 10 million yen. Are you sure you want to buy this property? Player one of the turn. Select action.
Okay. I'm gonna see
information. Recent lock.
What happened there.
Current lock. October.
And I don't know why it says October.
Exclusive and an apartment. Exclusiveness places. Jump to. Nice. Fuck. Player 4 off. Was stopped. It was 3 trout. Jump to. It went further to 6 trout south. Exclude jump to dice. Sit player 3. I bought a face down card. I bought a horse card. For advance, I bought a card. Where it purged the card shop.
Okay, so yeah, that's what they bought. I don't know what the face down card is, but yeah. Let's go.
I came out with mode. 35 card.
Yeah, I can get another card.
Welcome to the top room. Please choose.
I always pick the center one. Which is
the minus card was a 1 proceed card.
A 1 advance card. It's either called a 1 proceed, a 1 promote, a 1 advance. That's just one of those things that they can be called.
Player 2 off the turn.
So that will advance you, just like the dice was. It will just do it. From 1, there are cards that will go 1 to 10. Okay, the way this works. Okay, what he did there was he used the horse card. There are cards that will put you into, to put the dice, like there's more dice, and you can move more. There's the bike, there's the horse, there's the track. The track, as it's called, but it's a truck. There's the race car or sports car. There's the train. There's the Shinkansen. There's the express, there's the plane, there's the jet, jumbo jet, and there are rockets and other crap. So that was 3 dice there.
Pulling all, it goes to 4 trap south.
And you can move 4 more
move
spaces.
To the south. Money, trap, player 3 off the turn. Select, check the dice. 4 came out. Move to the north, convenience, money, Osaka. Here is Osaka. Player 4 off the turn. Select, check the dice. I came out. Move to the south, cherry card. Sunken, this listing is 1,400,000 yen. Are you sure you want to buy this property? Purchase player one of the turn.
So, select now, card. If you go in here,
one remote card.
There's this,
one advance,
and that's all it does.
Select up.
Now, this is the last turn, or round, maybe the last two, until this episode will end, because I'm only going to play until the first year.
One came out, loose mode. 36.
Yay.
Player 2 on the turn, select, complete. Test down card. When the pumps are cut in the table, was a worn-out super button icon.
I have no idea. Wait, so that's like a card replacement card. And the super good dobby card is a card that will warp you to a different location.
Player 3 on the turn, select check the dice. One came out. Loop to the north, money plus. One came out. 210,000 yen, it's one.
And if it's if anything's got a super before it, it means it could be used multiple times.
210,000 yen, it's one.
Well, that's nothing.
Player 4 on the turn. Select check the dice.
Finally.
That came out. Move to the south. Touch random beyond the reef. Trap all in all. It goes to 4 traps south. Move to the south. Trap money building.
Yep.
1 year. Financial results.
So what it just said there was...
1 year. Financial results.
First year. Financial results.
Player 1. Total revenue from property. 2,250,000 yen. Year on year. 2,250,000 yen on sales.
That means that when you, that, is, in this year what you've got.
Player 2. Total revenue from property. Matt, you, no, I do not have anywhere the property. That income is zero at all anymore.
Okay.
Year on year, no change. Player 3. Total revenue from property. Matt, you, no, I do not have anywhere the property. That income is zero at all anymore.
I don't know why it says zero like that, but okay.
Year on year, no. Player 4. Total revenue from property. 4,200,000 yen. Yeah, 4,200,000 yen.
The sound you heard there was, a sound that goes up in pitch.
No, 276 seeds can't eat appeared.
And these are the things that have changed during the years. Or during the year. A card eater is a person, or this thing, that'll eat one card, or more cards, or it won't eat anything. But once you land on it, it may eat your cards.
Someone tied a rifle into no. 173 can't eat of it seems to have shot and killed. Someone tied a rifle into no. 440 can't eat of it seems to have shot and killed. This year you can play with Round Round Game. Do you want to participate in the game?
Okay, so there's a few mini games involved as well. I'm always gonna, play these because I like them.
Skip.
We'll skip.
Participation.
And there's participation.
And this, we will do Round Round Game. Rules of this game is simple. This game has to challenge Round Round in one by one order. Check the dice, please expect a greater or smaller than the dice following outcome came out as the time the forecast has come off the player at the end. You will move on to the next player.
Okay, the way that works is, you'll roll the dice, you'll get an amount, and you want to know, it'll select, you have to select if the next die will be higher or lower. If it's a double, in any case, you'll lose. And how many of these can you get? And if you get more than the other players, then you'll get the prize. If there's a draw between the highest place, those people will go again.
Might be presented to people who are the most expected. So right away, game start. Player 1 challenge.
Okay, it's my turn. Let's go.
3 came out. Enemy might greater than 3. Small. Small. Large.
I'm gonna go for larger.
6 came out.
Yay. Made it.
6 came out. Enemy was small.
Small.
1 came out.
Yes.
4 came out. Enemy might greater than 4. Small.
Smaller.
That came out.
Nope.
Player 1 chosen 2.
Well, I got 2.
Player 2 challenge.
Okay, it's the computer's turn.
That came out. Ending on greater than 5. Small. 3 came out.
You got 1.
2 came out. Ending on greater than 2. Small. Dodge. That came out.
You got 2.
That came out. Ending on greater than 5. Small. That came out.
And we got 2 as well. Player 3.
free challenge. Zoom came out. And we can't wait. Zoom came out.
Player 0 and player 4
playable challenge
as
two came out and we are correct. Three came out.
One
Hot came out and we are correct. Seven times. Four. Two came out.
Two.
Three came out and we are correct. Seven three. Four. Six came out.
Oh,
playable challenge.
That was not a good bet. Not a good guess. Every single one of us, except for player 3, had 2.
Since the slots are the same players, we will continue the game.
Yep.
Player 1 challenge.
Okay, let's go.
2 came out. And we are correct. 6 came out.
Yes. Got 1 point.
1 came out. And we are correct. 1 came out.
Aww.
Player 1 challenge 3.
Oh, okay, so it just goes like that. Okay, good.
Player 2 challenge. 4 came out. And we are greater than 4. 4 came out.
Oh!
Player 2 challenge 2.
Okay, 3, 2. And
player 4 challenge.
Of course, player 3 won't go again, because he's got 0.
6 came out.
Oh no.
And we are greater than 6. 4. 5 came out.
I'm screwed now.
3 came out.
Oh,
and we are greater than 4 came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
3 on top, and we are greater than 4 lost. 6 on total number 11. 4 total number 9, and we are greater than 9 small. 2 total number 7.
Wait, what?
6 on total number 7, huh? And we are greater than 7 small. 6 on total number 11, player 4 colon 6.
What the crap just happened there? Yeah, we got beaten completely. 3206. And after 3, you have 2 dice. So that means... Okay, that's weird. And of course, player 4 wins and gets a bunch of money, about 200 million. This. Okay. And it's gonna ask you a slot to save if you've got the second option selected. I'm gonna select slot 1.
Player 1 on the turn.
And, yeah, that's it for this episode.
Select.
So, I hope you've enjoyed this one.
Option.
Go to the options menu.
Options menu.
The second to last Visit. Item is
game over.
And we'll say
we finished the game. Is it okay?
And it's gonna say
end.
End or
it is useless.
It is useless. That's cool. Well, it's like I don't want to do it. More like
end.
So once you click this, gonna quit.
Cold weapon, titled one.
Like that. So I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I'm gonna come back probably tomorrow. And yeah, I'm going to save. I'm gonna do the next 2 years, and then the next 2 years after that. So, yeah, thanks for watching this one, and goodbye for now.